There he is.
I see it.
He's alone.
Well, of course he's alone. We expect him to be alone. If he wasn't alone, I'm worried. It's the right car, it's the right man. Everything's going according to plan.
You nervous?
Of course I'm not nervous. What makes you think I'm nervous?
Because you're talking too much.
I am not talking to...
Here he comes. Wait for him. Come on. Harvey?
Oh, hello, old chap.
Good guy.
Well?
Well, what?
Did it go well?
Of course, old man.
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane,
the Happy Loser.
You better lock it.
Vave, this is the British consulate.
All the same.
All right.
Sit down, Harvey.
I am.
Oh, yes, of course you are. You too, Kane. Might as well be comfortable.
Then why don't you sit down?
I was about to. Let's have it, Harvey.
Here, this is what you want.
All this?
Do you read German?
Not very well. We have people to do that. It seems comprehensive.
It is. The lot. The complete western wall of the DDR. All their defenses and their plans for counterattacks, troop strengths, backup units, weapons, ammo dumps, everything.
You're a bloody marvel, Harvey.
Thank you.
If it's authentic.
You can soon check, can't you?
Yes, we can.
Do I get paid now or after you've checked?
I'm not sure.
Now.
Adam.
He's delivered. That's good enough for me. Pay the man.
You're very free with the taxpayers' money, aren't you?
That's because I'm one of them.
Not sterling. Dollars, please.
I know. Here. Do you want to count it?
No, no. I trust you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Just a minute, mate.
What's the matter?
You won't get out of here. It's locked.
Yes. Of course it is.
Cheerio. Don't spend it all at once, will you?
Well, that's that.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
What?
Undermine me like that.
I'm sorry.
It's as well to be cautious with these private people. We've been had before, you know.
That stuff's genuine. He wouldn't risk bringing us bad parcel.
I don't know.
I know, Harvey. Has he ever brought us a dud?
No.
There you are, you see.
You trust him?
No.
What the devil are you going on about, then?
Oh, I said the stuff was genuine. That doesn't mean I trust Mr. St. John Bleeding, Harvey.
Yacht?
Hello, Klaus.
Oh, Harvey.
Can I come in?
You have it?
Have I ever let you down?
Yeah, just a moment.
Come in quickly.
That's it. What is so funny?
You locking the door reminded me of someone.
Where is it?
Uh-huh. Money first.
Come over here. First, I put the money on the table, and then you put the papers...
Klaus, it is...
Get back into the room, Ilse.
Sorry.
Who's that?
A friend.
Oh, yes, of course.
She is perfectly safe. Now, I was saying, money onto the table and the papers onto the table where we can both see them.
It's all here...
You wish to count?
No.
This is what we wanted?
Of course. Complete plan of nature's eastern wall. Well, everything.
It looks complete. You had no trouble getting it?
Of course not, old man. Piece of cake.
Hate these diplomatic duels, don't you?
Go on, you love them. Gives you a chance to show off the MBE.
Adam, sometimes you can be very trying. I didn't think it was funny.
No, mate, I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at him over there.
Who?
Zalkarov.
Oh, him. Don't think he's very funny either.
Military attaché at the Soviet embassy. Come on, Viv. Where do you think Harvey got that stuff from?
Oh, yes. I see. And he, of course, doesn't know we had it. I see.
Cheers. Oh, your glass is empty. I'll get you one.
Allow me, old man. Yes. Nice party, isn't it?
No, Klausy, too much.
English alcohol, my darling. They are paying. Drink and enjoy.
You are so happy today.
Of course.
Because we are here at a party at the British consulate. You hate the British.
Yeah, that is why I'm happy. You see that one over there? The short one? You see?
I think so. Short, but nice to look at.
Nice, that one. He is a killer, my darling. In their secret service, the DI6. Yeah, killer.
Night.
And today, we have taken something from him, and he does not even know it. That is why I am happy.
He does not look like a killer.
Here, drink a little more.
No, no, Klausy. Are you sure?
What?
That he is an agent.
Oh, yes. That one is called Adam Kane. Don't you think it's time we went out, Biff?
What a good time. Aren't you enjoying yourself?
Not very much.
I thought you liked Germany.
I used to. It's changed.
Yes, yes, it has, hasn't it? It's gone very grubby since I was last here. Not the national characteristic at all. Can't understand it.
Okay.
Then I wish you'd tell me. I'll have to give Devinish a report when I get back. He's going to ask questions.
It's them, isn't it?
Them? You mean the...
They're in here, mate. I can smell them. That's why Germany's the way it is. Well, most of Europe's the way it is. They couldn't take over in 1945, but they're patient. Now they're everywhere. West Germany's got more registered communists than East Germany.
You're joking.
It's a fact. Do you want to check?
Good heavens.
They don't need a war anymore. They don't even need a revolution. They can take over by sheer weight and numbers. And there's nothing we can do to stop them.
Why not?
Because they're using that old Greek trick, aren't they? It's called democracy.
Yeah. Are you alone?
Of course, old man.
What's it this time?
You are very prompt, Mr. Harvey.
Have I ever let you down?
No, not until now. What do you want, Steinmüller?
A little task. For which you will be well paid, as usual.
No trouble. You name it. Harvey does it. That's always been my motto, eh?
Good. There are two men in Berlin. Two Englishmen.
More than that, I shouldn't wonder.
Two special men. Think you know them?
Who?
They are called Vivian Spencer Dickens and Adam Kane.
Oh, yes. Those two.
You do know them. Good.
The Essex, both of them. Kane's the operative. Spencer Dickens is the control, though you wouldn't believe it to hear them talking.
You know them well?
Of course, old man. Where do you think I get the stuff I sell to you, if not from DI6?
Yeah, I thought so. And what information of ours do you sell to them?
Steinmüller, what a dreadful suggestion.
Well, it does not matter, not to me. I do what I am told. Now, the task I mentioned. I believe these two will be returning to England very soon.
Tomorrow morning, 10:15 from Tempelhof.
Yeah, but they will not be going.
No.
My immediate superiors have decided we needed another little coup in Germany to demonstrate our strength. You will provide the coup by killing the two of them.
I will do what?
You hesitate?
No, I'm surprised, that's all.
You object to killing?
Not as a rule.
Good. I will leave you to attend to the details. But I want it public and I want it messy. So that the press is full of it. I want Spencer Dickens and Adam Kane dead.
All right, that's enough now, Vic. Come on.
We should stop that, Adam.
Well, you shave any more, you'll take off the top three layers of skin.
Holy day. Must make a good impression. They expect it.
They said anything about the stuff we sent to him?
What?
The stuff, the DDR stuff, the Western Wall. What did Devonish say?
Oh, you know Devonish. He never tells me anything. They'd soon complain if they weren't happy.
Yeah.
Pass me that shirt, old man. The clean one on the bed.
Yeah. I don't know. I've got a funny feeling about this lot. The sooner we're out of here. You expecting anyone?
No.
Get back into the bathroom and cover me.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Go on. Right.
Damn it. Stop it.
Inside. Who are you?
Johnson, British consular. I'm a driver.
Oh, let him go, Adam. They were sending us a driver. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
You do this to everyone who knocks on your door?
Just a bit jumpy, mate. You got a car to take us to Temple Off?
That's right. Downstairs waiting.
Good. We won't be long.
20 minutes at the most, Johnson. Why don't you get a cup of coffee downstairs?
Right. And this time you can come and find me. I'm not taking any more chances up here. Sir.
What a rude young man.
Can't really blame him.
They're employing the most extraordinary people in the diplomatic these days, aren't they?
Mind if I join you?
Hey, not here.
Of course. Perfectly safe. Two Englishmen on foreign soil commiserating together. What could be more natural?
They know you.
Of course they do, Johnson. They only know me as someone who works for them.
I don't want you here, not now.
Getting cold feet, Johnson.
Yeah, wouldn't you? Kane's tough and he doesn't take chances.
Neither do I.
Yeah, of course you don't. You won't be in the car with him. You'll be miles away. You made sure of that.
Don't be silly. I'll be there when I'm needed. We must all play our part. Mustn't we, Johnson?
Yeah. When do I get the money?
When they're dead, Johnson. When they're dead.
No, Klaus.
Oh, stop it, sir. Go away from me.
You're killing the two men for what?
It is no business of yours.
Then why did you tell me?
Heaven knows. I must have been out of my mind.
I'll tell you, Klausy. You told me because you must boast. You laugh at the Englishman and his stupid ways. You say he is vain like a peacock. But you are no better. You like power and secrets and intrigues. You love what you do.
Of course.
And you boast to me about it.
Why not? You love me, then you love what I do.
What a very strange logic.
Do you love me, little Ilse?
Yes.
There you see.
Are you a communist, Klaus?
Oh, of course.
Edward one?
I work for the party. I don't just carry a card and go to meetings and sing songs. I work.
Yes, you do. And what work?
Be careful, Ilse.
I am a communist. I think I am a good one. I believe with all my heart. But when I see the dirty things that you do, when I hear what happens in the dark places of Berlin...
It is necessary. You know that. It is a war.
A revolution?
If you like.
Then why not fight in the open, like Lenin, like the peasants who marched on the Winter Palace?
Oh, my love. Those times are gone forever. War has changed.
And the people with it. The party with it.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't like it.
You can't leave now, my love. You know too much.
You will stop me?
Where are you going?
For a walk, to breathe clean air. Will you stop me?
No, because you will come back.
Yes, I will come back.
Clear out now, Harvey.
Why?
Because there's Kane. He's looking for me.
Oh, yes, there is he.
Come on, I don't want him to see.
Too late, old son. Morning, Kane.
What are you doing here?
There's coffee in Berlin. Fancy a cup?
There ain't time. Come on, Johnson, get moving.
Right, sir. I'll bring the car around.
You do that, Shelby.
You'd like to shout the odds, don't you, Ken?
How long have you known Johnson?
Oh, is that his name?
Come, old fit. You know he works at the consulate.
Of course. My business to know most things in Berlin, old man. Sorry you're leaving us.
Oh, yeah.
Thought we might be able to do business again.
You want to sell it?
Might be. You never know.
I don't like your lot very much.
Why? Are we all that different from you, Ken? Just because we don't work for governments? No? Because we don't stand under the flag and draw a pension when we're 60? Does that make us any worse than you?
No, it don't. That's why I don't like you.
Hey, car's waiting.
Oh.
Sorry, old son.
Come in, please, and close the door. Stand over by your friend, please.
How did it happen?
Should have taken your advice. There was a knock. I opened the door, and she pushed that gun into my face.
You are Adam Kane?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I do not want you to catch the plane this morning.
Well, what a nice way you have of asking. Who are you?
It does not matter. Please, wait another day, for your own good.
You mean if we don't wait, you'll shoot us?
Do not be ridiculous.
Look who's talking. Who do you work for?
I do not work for anyone. Please listen to me. They will kill you today. There is a plan to kill you both.
Really? Tell me more.
I cannot. That is all I can do, warn you. Please listen.
Yeah, I'm listening. Only I can't quite hear from where I am, can you, Vivian? Just a little...
No, do not move. I'll hurt you.
Sorry, love, but I think I'll find that. Thank you. Didn't hurt you, did I?
Oh, nasty moment, Dad.
Nah, she wouldn't have used it, would you, darling?
No.
Look, Viv. It's not even loaded. Now, there's a lot more you can tell us. And you can start talking right now.
Morning, Johnson. Let's go, shall we?
What?
You heard me. Let's get to the airport.
Where's the other one? Where's Kane?
Business of yours. He's, following another route. Standard procedure. Shall we go?
Eh? Yeah, if that's what you want.
Hello, Harvey. Oh, didn't trust me after all.
Of course.
But you couldn't resist being in on the kill. That it?
Yeah. You haven't seen Ilse, have you?
Who?
Ilse. Oh, no, you don't know her.
Oh, the girl you're sharing with.
Yeah, yeah.
She missing?
Since an hour ago.
I don't like that. At all.
Please.
Not going to shoot you, old man. Not with a sniping rifle. This is for your friends Kane and Spencer Dickens. When Johnson stops the car... down there. All worked out.
Of course.
Any moment now.
You're taking your time, Johnson.
Heavy traffic, sir.
I've seen it worse.
Bad today.
That's because you've come the wrong way.
No, sir.
You've never taken this route to 10 o'clock before.
Route changes every day, sir. Standard procedure.
Really? What's the matter?
Something's gone wrong.
Oh, sounded right to me.
It stopped. Must be the electrics. I'll have to get out and have a look.
No, radio the consulate.
Radio's on the blink. Sorry.
Blast.
There's a public phone on the corner if you want me to use that.
I'm not supposed to get out of the car.
Suit yourself. I've got to.
There. I see.
Now.
That's only Johnson. I want the other two. They're in there. They'll be out in a moment.
Oh, dear. They are taking too long.
No. There's one. There's Spencer Dickens.
Shoot him.
I want the other one first. Dangerous one. Where is he? Where's Kane?
Right here.
Blast! No!
Don't shoot, Harvey, don't.
Oh.
Silly man. He wouldn't listen, would he?
No. Please, don't shoot me, please.
You? I don't even know your name. Come on, downstairs. There's a young lady waiting for you. I don't think you're in for a very happy time, whoever you are.
That was nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry you had to be the sitting duck, Viv.
But I trusted you, of course, to get him on time.
Thank you.
Pity you had to shoot Harvey.
Nah, I don't think so. I think he wanted it that way. I gave him the choice.
Wanted to die?
Yeah. He was like that. Happy in his work. Right to the end.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.